We are now starting the vignette part of our service. I'm Katie, as you all know. What am I grateful for? I am grateful for having a loving, caring family, who even if my siblings and I don't always show it to one another, we all love and support each other. I am thankful for the roof over my head, the clothes I wear, and the food I eat. I am also thankful for the nice, warm family meals that my mom and dad try to make happen every night. I am happy to have friends to catch me when I fall and to lift me up when I'm down. I am pleased to have two parents who I can always go to and talk to, even if I don't always do it. I am happy that my parents don't fight and always work through their problems and never go to bed mad at each other, and even if they do, they work it out. But right now, I am mostly grateful for having an amazing, strong, and caring boyfriend. On Thursday, he had heart surgery, as I told you. I am thankful that technology has allowed for major surgeries like this to be performed without loss of life. I am thankful that he made it through the surgery without major issues. He has always helped me when I am upset or sad, and he has been there for me for the past 7 months, and now it's time for me to repay him. Even if the past month has been stressful on him and on me, I am grateful that he came into my life and gets to stay in my life. He has a wonderful personality and is an important person in my life. And I was grateful to have my friends to talk to while I was waiting for that text update or call during or after his surgery. I was filled with joy when his mom called me and told me the surgery went well, because I kept saying to myself, if Mrs. Gleason is on the other end of that line crying, I have no idea what I'm gonna do. But thankfully, she was not. My continuous, Matt has been in surgery for such and such hours, was ended after 8 hours of surgery, from 7:30 a.m. to about 3:20 p.m. I am grateful that his mom and sisters have filled me in on everything that has happened since Thursday, and I have been able to pass messages from me to him and from him to me. I am thrilled that he was moved out of ICU not even 24 hours after his surgery and was up and walking around too. He is getting better every minute, and I am pleased with how well he is recovering. I was overjoyed last night when I got to talk to him for the first time after his surgery. Even if it was a 30-minute conversation, it was enough for me. Being able to hear his voice, as cheesy and corny as it sounds, it just filled me with joy and happiness. Being able to hear him tell me how he was a very relaxing and calming time. I know that sounds weird, but I don't usually get to talk to him, mostly because texting for our generation is a lot easier. But it's a shame because I love hearing his voice and I love talking to him. I am grateful that I get to visit him today after church, and I'm driving down with two of my friends. I'm very ecstatic to see him. He really means a lot to me, and mostly I am grateful for who he is and how he makes me feel.
Mine feels a lot less significant than beautiful.
I'm thankful for all the little things, the things that I forget most days. I'm thankful for when it's cold, I have a warm home to go to. I'm thankful that I have cool, fresh water when I'm hot, for a good support system, friends and family, for when I'm feeling down, and laughing until I can't breathe sometimes. I'm thankful for having a comfortable, safe place to sleep every night. And I'm thankful for never having to go hungry, always having good food. And lastly, I'm thankful for being healthy and young and having the world at my feet.
Gratitude is something that we are often quick to expect and reluctant to give. You'll likely hear someone say, I'm underappreciated, before you ever hear them say, I don't give enough thanks, myself included. Showing gratitude can be intimidating because it makes ourselves vulnerable, but it's our role as friends and family members to constantly show our gratitude. So to my parents for giving me the life I have today, my extended family for staying in touch despite distances, and to my friends for always being there, and to everyone who has ever helped me, I give you my gratitude.